What up? Welcome to the Universal Report, presented by VacationKingdoms.com. This is the ultimate guide to making the most out of your next Universal Orlando visit. I'm your host, Connor Brown. I'm a seasoned travel agent and Orlando local here to share insider tips and secrets about Universal. Whether it's your first time stepping through the gates or you're back for more excitement, this podcast is your go-to resource for all things Universal. From discussions of the best rides and attractions to sharing strategic planning tips that maximize your fun and minimize your wait times, we've got you covered. This is the first episode of the Universal Report, and I'm excited to get going. So during today's episode, I'll be sharing five things I currently love about the Universal Orlando Resort. Before we do that, let's take a step back, shall we? Let's back it up, put it in reverse, Terry. I'm going to start by sharing where my love of Universal started. Maybe you're listening to this show because you know me from WDW Opinion or now Vacation Kingdoms. Whatever it is, thanks so much for being here. And like I said, my name is Connor Brown, and I grew up a Disney fan. I think for so many of us, that's kind of our similar story of how we got to Universal. We took many, many trips to Walt Disney World growing up, but we never visited Universal. Me and my family, I was always interested in going, or I had some interest in going. But when push came to shove, I wasn't willing to sacrifice one of my precious, precious days at Disney for taking a flyer on another park down the road. That all changed when little wizard boy came knocking. Harry Potter, of course, changed so much for Universal as a theme park destination, and rightly so. They did a fantastic job for it. The Wizarding World of Harry Potter, it opened, and I started to see more videos and images from this new section of one of the Orlando parks here, and I knew I just had to get there. I kind of grew up a Harry Potter fan. I always loved the movies. It was kind of my first inkling of, I need to go to Universal. Not I want to, no, I need to go to Universal. Fast forward a few years to 2015, and I actually moved down from my home state in Maryland to Orlando to become a Walt Disney World cast member. Funny enough, even though I moved down here to work for Disney, to work for the Mouse, the first thing I bought when I came to Florida was an annual pass to Universal. I just knew before I had ever stepped foot in the park that I was going to love it. So I bought an annual pass before I went to the park even, before my first visit to either of the Universal theme parks, and I haven't looked back since. I am a Universal annual pass holder right now as well, and I visit the parks all the time. My story, I feel, is similar to many others who started as Disney, Walt Disney World fans. They didn't want to sacrifice any of their Disney days, but this Harry Potter thing became a bit enticing. They put their foot in the water, give a little taste, try it out a little bit, went over there, and they immediately became a Universal fan. There's a huge community now. So yeah, my story is very similar. You know, people that started as a Disney fan, then became Universal fans, but that could be flipped. Some people are only coming for Universal because the characters in those parks, the thrills in those parks, appeal to them more than a Disney vacation does. The Disney versus Universal rivalry, The Disney versus Universal rivalry, that's a tough word to say. It isn't, unless you're, I don't know, a kindergartner. It's very interesting, this rivalry. It's one we're going to be discussing on future episodes, Disney versus Universal. I think Disney does so many things very, very, very well, if not perfectly. Universal has some things that they are exceptional at as well. They do some things that are not as good when compared to Disney, but I think you can kind of flip that on a certain number of things. What I've also started to see as a travel agent is the demand for Universal has increased so much in the last few years. And I believe that demand is only going to continue to grow for a variety of reasons. See, I want to help people plan their Universal vacation. I have so much experience now going to the parks, being a local, going there at least monthly, if not more. I'm going there tomorrow, as an example. And I also feel that I have expertise helping others plan their vacations to Universal. I want to give that expertise, share that expertise on this show, the Universal Report, with you as well. So that's why I started this show. I've grown a love of this Universal theme park ecosystem. I'm excited for the future of what it holds. I'm excited for the right now of what it is. And I'm excited to either help you plan your first trip, convert you to give Universal a shot, or help you plan a trip even though you've been many times before. That's what the Universal Report is here for, and that's what me, Connor Brown, is going to help you with as well. So let's get into it. Let's talk a little bit. Let's get to know me a little bit better when it comes to Universal. I'm going to share a few reasons. I'm going to share actually 7 reasons why I love Universal. Number one, right off the bat, no surprise, I've already mentioned it, Harry Potter. Harry Potter, I mentioned it before, but it is still a big, big deal. Harry Potter was the most important thing that has ever happened to Universal, and most everyone agrees with just that. They were given the rights, the theme park rights from J.K. Rowling, to use Harry Potter in their theme parks around the world. That's a great opportunity, but you have to capitalize on that opportunity. Hogsmeade, which was their first stab at Harry Potter. Hogsmeade's kind of the area outside of Hogwarts, and actually it's where they've built a Hogwarts castle replica. That's in Islands of Adventure. Let me also say this. If any of these terms don't make any sense to you, I've got a Universal 101 episode coming very, very soon, so you won't be confused for too long. But for now, let's get back to Harry Potter. Harry Potter, Hogsmeade, that was the first one that debuted. They crushed it. They did a very, very solid job with it. Their next iteration, Diagon Alley, which is in another Universal theme park in Orlando, Universal Studios, Florida, like Taylor Swift says, that was an absolute home run as well. So they were given this great opportunity, but you really got to live up to that, and they lived up to it for sure. The lands are very well themed. The attractions are great. Some of them are as cutting edge as any attraction you've ever been on. There's great food. It's totally immersive. Awesome drinks. Butterbeer, what up? But what's also important is they continue to expand it, right? There's more representation coming in a third theme park that will be coming to Universal Orlando Resort in 2025. A new Harry Potter land is going in there, but they keep adding to it as well. Hagrid's Magical Creature Motorbike Adventure is the most popular attraction in all of Orlando. That's a new addition, a newer addition to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter in Universal Studios Orlando. There's also a new nighttime show coming this summer to Hogwarts Castle. Throughout the years, they've done projection shows on Hogwarts Castle. This is going to be a new one that they're just debuting this summer. So even though they've really hit it out of the park with Harry Potter, it's, you know, done gangbusters for their theme park business overall. They're not resting on their laurels. They continue to innovate and expand. And I'll say this. I grew up watching, loving the Harry Potter movies. My sister, who's younger than me, she loved all the books. She loved the movies as well. My parents are indifferent to it, right? When we all went to Universal for the first time together, my sister said, "This place is unbelievable." I was like, "Uh-huh, what have I been telling you?" My parents, even though Harry Potter is not their jam, they don't know much about it, they both said, "Wow, those two lands are awesome. They are epic." You don't have to appreciate Harry Potter to like these lands. They fully immerse you in the story, whether you know all the story, a little bit of the story, or none of the story at all. Harry Potter is my favorite thing. Still, when I'm in the park, I have to walk through one or both of those lands, depending upon where I am that day. So Harry Potter, one of the main reasons I absolutely love Universal. Now, what's another reason I love Universal? The thrills. I'm a thrill junkie, baby. I love it. Disney has plenty of thrills, that's true. But these thrills do not compare to the thrills you get at Universal. Universal's demo is definitely very different. They cater more towards the family with preteens and teens than Disney does, Disney catering to the family with younger kids. What's funny is Disney is clearly expanding their thrill footprint and hoping to appeal to more preteens and teens, families, that is. Universal is doing the opposite. Even though their demo is much more that older kind of family demographic, they're opening up plenty of things just for kids that we'll talk about in a little bit. But first and foremost, Universal is set up for preteens, teens, and really anyone that is a thrill junkie, that is looking for some high-intensity thrills. Velocicoaster, in their Jurassic Park section in Islands of Adventure theme park, is the best pure roller coaster in all of Orlando. A coaster junkie will absolutely love Velocicoaster. It flips, it goes up to 70 miles an hour. It's epic. The storyline, it's all right. It's a fun storyline. But the coaster itself, from a pure roller coaster perspective, is awesome. Awesome. Another recent-ish addition within the last few years is Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Hogsmeade, also at Islands of Adventure. Like I said before, this is the busiest, the most popular attraction in all of Orlando. That's not just Universal, that's Disney World, that's SeaWorld, that's Legoland. It's the most busiest park, attraction in all of the parks in Central Florida, bar none, and rightly so. It's thrilling, it's kind of family-oriented, it's kind of not. There's some really unique aspects to it. It is a thrill ride. Plus, you still have the old-school thrills that Universal has had around for years. Things like The Revenge of the Mummy, my personal favorite attraction in all of Universal. A great indoor roller coaster, unique ride system. Again, even if you don't like Revenge of the Mummy or The Mummy with Brendan Fraser, first off, are you un-American? How do you not like that? It's a great attraction, especially for the thrill junkies. Other things, Skull Island, Reina Kong is really cool. The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man. Even though The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man and Marvel Superhero Island has become almost like a classic thrill attraction, it's still really, really, really cool. Now, I will say, if you are prone to motion sickness, Universal might not be your jam. What I will say, though, is they are kind of getting past the screen-based ride systems that they've been implementing for so long now, which is great because I can only handle so many of those to begin with. But they've really, really done a great job with all of their thrills. Things like Rip Ride Rocket and The Incredible Hulk, very thrilling. They both make my head hurt, so I don't ride them very often at all. But there's still plenty of thrills in Universal. The third thing I absolutely love about Universal are the seasonal events. We know Disney has plenty of seasonal events, whether it's Christmas time, the Very Merry Christmas Party, Jollywood Nights. At Halloween time, it's Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Universal does a lot of fantastic events as well. I'm going to kind of start in reverse calendar order. I think that this is how this is going to work. I'm going to start with the holidays. The holidays at Universal, great decorations across both of their theme parks and their entire resort. Great holiday decorations in Universal Studios Florida, which is one of the theme parks at the Universal Orlando Resort. They have the holiday parade featuring Macy's, much like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This combines some floats with a whole lot of balloons, big balloons from characters that Universal owns, holiday-oriented characters, those sorts of things. Really, really cool. It's offered almost every night. Love the holiday parade featuring Macy's at Universal Studios Florida. But probably the number one thing during the holiday time at Universal is the Grinch. The Grinch is the most popular character to meet in all of Orlando. Yes, I will say that. In all of Orlando, because he's only there for a few months each year in Seuss Landing in Islands of Adventure. His meet and greet line always books up way in advance, or it has a really, really, really long line. But he's so, so, so funny, very engaging, a totally unique character experience. And you can also catch him in the Holiday Spectacular, which is a stage show also presented at Islands of Adventure. Exceptional theme park stage show. Some really high quality acting, singing, set designs. Very, very well done. I have to go multiple times a year. I also love the Holiday VIP tour that Universal does. I'll talk about that probably on a future episode. But it's just a really cool option that you can do. Grab a group of friends, take your family, you get priority seating to the Grinchmas, you get to meet the Grinch, you get to meet Max, the dog, incredible, you get to meet Santa, you get to go backstage, you get to ride a ride, you get to see a special projection show on Hogwarts Castle in Hogsmeade. It's just a really, really cool offering. Universal does a great job with that. Then come the late winter, early spring time, you get Mardi Gras, also at Universal Studios Florida. Mardi Gras is an awesome festival. Decorations all throughout that park. A lot of food booths, a lot of drink options. Really great to kind of expand your palate, I shall say. But it also offers one of the most unique theme park experiences, not just to watch, but to experience and be a part of. And that's their Mardi Gras parade that they do pretty much nightly. Big floats that are actually made from the same makers who make Mardi Gras parade floats in New Orleans. Really, really, really cool. Great performers throughout. There are some ways that you can get on those parade floats and toss beads off the side of them. That's right. Not only do you get to watch it if you want to watch it and then get beads tossed at you and catch beads and stuff like that, you have opportunities to get on the parade float as well. You can book a ride and dine package, which is basically dining plus you get a spot on the ride vehicle, or you can join a virtual queue when you get there for the day to try to get on the ride vehicle. You can be a part of the parade. You get to throw a bunch of beads. I did it 2 years ago. It was one of the most unique and fun theme park experiences I've ever participated in. I absolutely loved it. Mardi Gras is a home run. They also have big time concerts included for free. These don't happen every day like they do at the Epcot festivals, but there are some bigger names. This year they had DJ Khaled perform one night. They had the All-American Rejects perform. Zedd, the DJ, performed. So a lot bigger names that kind of happen on the weekends throughout Mardi Gras. So you definitely want to check that out. Queen Latifah, she sang or rapped. I'm not sure. I was not there for that one. But that's another little fun thing that Mardi Gras offers you, again, included with your park admission. The holidays at Universal are included with your park admission. Mardi Gras, for the most part, is included with your park admission. You can see the parade, you can see the concerts, you can do all that with your park admission. This one is not included with your park admission, but it is the best specialty theme park event around, and that is Universal's Halloween Horror Nights, HHN. I'm wearing, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm wearing my Halloween Horror Nights 2023 shirt to show, to represent that I absolutely love this specialty theme park event. It's incredible. Now, I am not a horror junkie. I don't even like scary movies, to be honest with you. I'm not the biggest of brave boys, I guess is what I'm getting at. I don't know. But I knew I wanted to give this a shot because too many people I respected said time and time again, Halloween Horror Nights is the best. It's the best. It's the best. Like, all right. I went for the first time a couple years ago. Yeah. And I agree with them. It is the best. 2023 was my first year with a frequent fear pass, which meant I got to go to many of the nights that Halloween Horror Nights is offered. 2024, I plan on doing that again as well. The houses, the haunted houses that you go in, the mazes, are fantastic. Half of them are usually IP that you know. The other are just things that they've created that are in Halloween Horror Nights lore that they've come up with. It's awesome. It's incredible. I walked into one house this year that looked like the catacombs of Paris. You walked in, it looked like 1800s, 19, early turn of the century Paris, and it was raining. It was raining inside of a building because it wanted to make you feel like you were outside. Another one, Dueling Dragons, Choose Thy Fate. There were two giant dragon statues breathing smoke at each other as you walked in. The set design is incredible. The story is incredible. The team members that work there are awesome. It's insanely popular. A community has blossomed around Halloween Horror Nights. There's some great shows and unique and fun food and drinks. It's awesome. It's something I look forward to every single year. We've already gotten two houses announced. I'll talk about those on a future podcast episode. But Halloween Horror Nights is something I absolutely love. And it's one of the main reasons I love Universal right now. My fourth thing that I love about Universal, the places you can just grab a drink. Grab a drink and chill. I'm an Orlando local, so the way that I operate in the parks is going to be different for you if you're coming from out of state for a vacation, for a trip. I get that. But as an Orlando local, I'm always looking for places to go after work, grab a quick drink, hang out, chill. Universal has a ton of great options for this. This is one thing I want to point out because I think a lot of people just think of Universal as Halloween Horror Nights and Harry Potter and some thrill rides. Let's get out. Of course, those are the first three things I mentioned, but you can have a laid-back experience at Universal as well. And these things kind of revolve around where you can grab a drink and chill. Some of my favorite places to do this, Duff Gardens, Moe's Tavern. Both of those places are in Springfield, the Simpsons-themed land. The Hogshead Pub is over in Hogsmeade in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and Islands of Adventure. Great themed pub, just like from the movie. There's a real working hogshead on the wall there. Finnegan's, which is a Irish pub in Universal Studios, Florida. And then the Lone Palm Airport, which is actually an outdoor bar across from, but also attached to, Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville in City Walk, just outside the theme parks. Those are my five favorite places to just grab a drink and watch the world go by and chill. What I love about Duff Gardens and Moe's Tavern is that they have unique drinks that you can only find at those two places, but also they have beer, Duff in particular, brewed by a local Florida beer company that you can only find there and at the other Universal theme parks. Also, Hogshead and the other Harry Potter drinking establishments, they have beers brewed by a Florida brewery as well. Again, unique beers that you can only find there, which is very, very, very cool. So I love checking those places out. I love grabbing a drink there and getting some exclusive drinks that you can't find anywhere else. My fifth reason why I love Universal is Volcano Bay. Volcano Bay, which it's annoying. Universal calls Volcano Bay their water theme park. So they call it a theme park, but they put the adjective water before it. It's a water park, okay? Don't get it twisted. You got to wear your bathing suit. It's a water park. That being said, it's a spectacular water park. I didn't used to be a water park person until I moved back down to Orlando and I started to go more and more. Volcano Bay is next level. It's really, really, really cool. I've grown to enjoy these water parks, but I also think that if it was another type of water park, I probably wouldn't like it as much as I like Volcano Bay. I'm actually going to Volcano Bay tomorrow. That's how much I like it. It's really, really cool. It's massive. The theming is spectacular. There is a giant volcano there. Provides some great scenes, some great views, some great vantage points, thrilling rides, family-friendly rides, chill areas, sand everywhere, so you can almost treat it like a beach vacation in Central Florida. But Volcano Bay is so unique, and I think what's important about Volcano Bay is it's Universal's first, quote-unquote, theme park that they've opened since the early 2000s. They're building another theme park, which we'll talk about in a little bit. If it's on the same scale when it comes to design and details as Volcano Bay, if they go in the same direction, we're in for a huge treat. And I can promise you, it's going to be a lot like that. So yeah, Volcano Bay. I love it. I love it. And the sixth thing I love about Universal kind of ties into what we were just talking about, the new theme parks that are coming. But more importantly, it's this emphasis on expansion with not only the old, but also the new. So what do I mean by that? Epic Universe is the newest theme park coming to the Universal Orlando Resort. It'll be debuting and opening in 2025. So we're probably close to a year out from when we think it'll be opening up. Very, very, very exciting. That is going to single-handedly change the Universal and even the Orlando vacation landscape. More people will be spending more time in Universal. I guarantee that. I guarantee that. It's going to be a very, very, very big deal. Now, a normal company might say, you know what? We're putting billions of dollars, probably billions, at least billions. I don't know what. A lot of money into building this brand new theme park, this turnkey theme park, this theme park that has revolutionary, oh boy, what am I trying to say here? Has brand new ride systems that you've never seen before, right? It's going to revolutionize the theme park experience. There we go. That's where I was trying to get that word in. They could say, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of money. We're going to do that. We're going to work on that for a decade. We're not going to expand anything else. Au contraire, Universal says, because they're taking what they have existing wise in their theme parks, and they're enhancing that simultaneously as they're building a brand new state-of-the-art theme park. I think that's really, really cool, because Epic Universe is going to bring a new Harry Potter land. Awesome. It's going to bring Super Nintendo Land, which I got an opportunity to visit Super Nintendo Land at Universal Studios Hollywood out in California. Very, very cool. That version is much smaller when compared to the Epic Universe version that's coming. We're going to get a How to Train Your Dragon Land, which looks awesome. A Universal Monsters Land, more hotels coming with this. It's a big deal, right? They're working on all of that, but they're also expanding what they already have. Hagrid's was a recent addition to Harry Potter, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Hogsmeade. Velocicoaster was a newish addition to Jurassic Park in Islands of Adventure. Over at Universal Studios Florida, what they've done is they've taken the front section of the park. They had a Despicable Me Minion Mayhem ride that had been there for quite a while now. What they decided to do, Minions is even more popular than ever before. They've turned that whole front area into a Minion Land. Just last year, last summer, they gave us Villain Con Minion Blast, a second Minion attraction, which is very cool. But additionally, they gave us the Minions Cafe, the Bake by Day Bakery. They've just expanded that front park, front section of the park to all Minions Land, which is very, very, very cool. This summer, we're also getting DreamWorks Land, which is another retheming, reskinning of an existing land, but it just shows that Universal is investing in what they already have. With that, we're getting Shrek Swamp, a meet and greet where you can talk to Donkey, you can meet Shrek. There's a new DreamWorks show on stage, a lot of characters from DreamWorks. You're going to be able to meet Po the Panda from Kung Fu Panda and learn some epic Kung Fu skills. There's a play area for children. There's the Troller Coaster, Trolls Roller Coaster. That's going to be really, really cool. Additionally, this summer, we're getting a new Harry Potter castle show. We're getting a new nighttime lagoon show at Universal Studios Florida. And we're getting a new parade at Universal Studios Florida. All of those things that we're getting new. In addition to a year from now, getting a massive new theme park. What I love is Universal's commitment to expansion and, more importantly, investing in what they have. That's why I'm extremely bullish on Universal. And I also think because of the demand, it's a great time to start this podcast, right? Because if even you have a small inkling or you really want to go when Epic Universe opens, listening to this show right now, you're going to become an expert by the time that opens, by the time you're ready to go. And that's what I'm so excited about. And that brings me to my seventh point of what I love about Universal. And it's what I haven't experienced yet. Even though I've been going for a number of years now, even though I've been an annual pass holder for quite a while now, there's still so much I haven't done. My expertise, you know, I think is getting there compared to the average person. But there's so much I haven't done beyond what is already on the table to come. Beyond the things of Epic Universe opening, DreamWorks Land, things I haven't seen. No. The things that have been there for a while that I haven't gotten to experience because it is a massive resort. Places to stay. The hotels there are really, really cool. Shows to see. Restaurants to eat at. There's so much more to share. That's what I get excited about when it comes to Universal. And those are some things that I absolutely love when it comes to the Universal Orlando Resort. So there you go. Episode 1 of the Universal Report brought to you by VacationKingdoms.com. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hey, shoot me an email and let me know, what are your current thoughts on Universal? Or let me know, do you have a trip coming up that you're excited for? Send them over to me at Connor, C-O-N-O-R, at VacationKingdoms.com. I hope you enjoyed this first episode of the Universal Report. If you did, please do us a huge favor. Like and review the show over in Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. And please be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. That's going to do it for me today. Like I said, my name is Connor Brown. Thank you so very much for listening to this episode of the Universal Report. We'll catch you on the next one.